What's up? It's James Arthur hanging with Mikey on the Random 30. Superbly well, thank you. Yeah,
nice.
All good.
Nice,
all
man.
Good, thanks.
That's great. We're going to talk about the new single, Medicine. But I wanted to bring up the last single, Lasting Lover. We had Zagala on the show, actually, when we were talking about this. And he absolutely loved working with you. What was it like for you working with him?
Oh, it was absolute pleasure working with him. The thing about Zagala is, the quality of the production is going to be there. So it's kind of a no-brainer to sign up to. Obviously, like, I'm in a completely different lane to Zagala.
Yeah.
Like, dance music is not what I do. So for me to sign up to something like that, I suppose it's got to feel right. It's got to make sense. And I already had a sort of a friendship with Zagala somewhat of, like, online.
Yeah, nice. Much.
And that's how the process of the whole thing came together anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, again, you just know that when you sign up to do something with him, then at the very least, it's going to sound really good on the radio. He's a lovely guy, and it was a great process. So yeah, very happy with that whole thing.
He is a very cool guy. We were talking all kinds of things in his creation of music, and he's a very talented young man, just like yourself. And the new single, Medicine, which is it's out now. What are we talking about in this song? Are we not liking medicine? Do we like medicine? Is it maybe COVID-related medicine?
Do you know what? I wish it was like a stroke of genius and I predicted that we were all going to get a vaccine and there was some sort of end in sight when I wrote the song. But it was the first song that I wrote for, like, just basically I'd spent 2-3 months like everyone else who was able to work from home, sitting in my pants playing FIFA.
Yeah.
And like, it just got to the point where I was like, I at least, as soon as the restrictions kind of eased and we could do some socially distanced writing sessions. As soon as that could happen, I was just like, yeah, let's get in a room with some people that I know and that I feel comfortable with, and let's see what happens. And usually the first song that comes from a session like that is absolutely whack. It's never very good. But this song, I guess, like, we all had this like pent up creative tension, but just from doing nothing and not being able to do music and not being able to do what we do, and this song just about love over, you know, love and positivity and taking the positives from a really negative and dark time.
Yeah.
Is kind of the essence of the song. And like, all of us were forced to look in the mirror and streamline our lives and figure out what the things that we love and what the things we don't love. And I guess it's just a song about appreciating the people that lift you up or the things that lift you up in a bit of a bad time.
That is so true. And that's what I've said in the situation that we've all been around the world with this whole pandemic thing is, for me, it's kind of made me realize realistically the important things in life. And sometimes we may take things for granted, but how important it is to have contact with your family and friends and just go back to those reality moments. All I know now, shout it from the rooftops,
write it on the skyline, all we had is gone. Yeah, definitely. Like I say, like, all of society was we had a mirror held up to us, and, you know, relationships were made and broke in that time.
Yeah.
And, we realize how much we need to rely on our families and how often we should be doing that. I know, like, I spoke to my family more than I did when I was able to see them and actually go and see them.
Wow.
And speak to them. I spoke to them more because we had like a weekly or a couple of times a week, we'd jump on Zoom or whatever it might be to chat and to catch up and keep each other's mental health in check, I suppose.
Absolutely, and it's been so important, especially in the last year that we've had. Now, the single Medicine, this is following from your global hit Trainwreck. Interesting song title. We've got Medicine, we've got Trainwreck. What are we trainwrecking about?
Well, Trainwreck was a wild one. Last year, 2020, was obviously it was a terrible year for most of us, But for me, just sitting at home doing less work than I've ever done, I managed to get a couple of top 20s in the UK. One of them being
Well played.
And then the other one being Trainwreck, which was a song I wrote four and a half years ago now,
yeah,
for Back From The Edge album, for any of my fans that might be listening. They'll know that album. Like, it was just an album track, just a ballad. And then, you know, TikTok, the kids on TikTok took this song and made it like this memeable, viral thing. And it was weird. I just sat back and watched this song. It was never going to be a single because it's this like heart-wrenching ballad that you'd never play on the radio. It's become this like phenomenon. It was wicked.
It's kind of the thing of nowadays with music, and I have this conversation with our entertainment girl Alana, and it's kind of like when artists put songs out, you know you've made it when it goes to TikTok, and I don't know why. Like TikTok, if you've got it to the TikTok, you're done. You're sorted. Mic drop. You're out.
It's wild. It's taken over the world. It's like, you know, I'm obviously I'm not ancient or anything, but I'm from the old music industry where CDs mattered. You know, like I was about when like the race for the number one was like about, you know, CDs and stuff.
Yeah.
And now it's about whether you're popping on TikTok. So.
Yes. I remember walking into a store that sells CDs and stuff like that. And over here in Australia, and I don't know what it's like in the UK, but we have like the countdown from 20 and all the albums are all in their different areas of where they are. And then you go in, say, the next week and they've all swapped around on. There's nothing like that anymore. It's all TikTok.
It really is. I mean, and do you know what? Like, I suppose I, because I'm somewhat from the old school in a way, like, I was a bit resentful of the whole thing at first. I was like, oh, what? So I'm going to have to get on here and in order to be relevant, I'm going to have to start throwing like elbows and stuff, doing little daft dances and whatever. Which for anyone who knows me, it couldn't be further from my personality. Oh,
you and me the same, mate. You and me the same.
I'm as dry as the common. I've got two left feet. So it had to be something like this train wreck viral thing for me to be relevant on that sort of a platform.
Yeah.
And luckily now I've got that ready-made fan base on there that want to hear the music from me, which is what I do.
Yeah.
So I'm really
absolutely, mate. Now, I mean, we've got plenty of the year to go, of course. We're only in March, but what else have we got coming up for James Arthur? What else are we expecting?
I mean, just loads of music. I'm really proud of this album that I've made. I made it at my house, obviously, because I couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So I built a studio in my house.
Love that.
And it was the best thing I've ever done because it meant that the music that I wrote was even more personal and more honest than ever before. Because there's, you know, when you're in your own space, that you're able to be more vulnerable and more open and. So yeah, I'm really excited about this album. It's kind of a new lane for me. It's like, it's sort of a rock trappy sort of an album. It's, you know, kind of a bit like you hear it in Medicine. It's kind of like if Blink 182 met Post Malone, I suppose, the production.
I love that. That's a great way to explain it.
Yeah. So I'm, you know, I just want to bring a load of singles out from that and hopefully people enjoy them. And then the album will come later on.
Yeah. And love
going to make loads of videos, loads of content.
Yeah.
So there's lots of, if you're a James Arthur fan, there's lots of stuff coming up.
And there are plenty of those, mate, in Australia. I can tell you that now. Well, it's super epic, mate. I mean, it's a busy year for you by the sounds of it. We look forward to the next things that we're going to get from you, but the new single Medicine that is out right now. James Arthur, thanks so much for hanging, man.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.